540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Former President Trump says he didn't do anything wrong.
So I just want to tell you, I'm an innocent man. I did nothing wrong. And we will fight this out just like we've been fighting for 7 years.
He's been indicted for his alleged mishandling of classified documents. CBS's Scott McFarlane on What Happens Now.
CBS News confirms it will be an arraignment proceeding Tuesday afternoon in the Southern District of Florida. When you go for arraignment in the federal court system, they read you the charges. They give you a chance to enter a plea of guilty or not guilty. And typically, they set bond conditions for a defendant, a criminal defendant, at an arraignment. It will be fascinating and potentially provocative to find out what bond conditions are ordered and agreed upon for a former president of the United States.
Lawmakers are reacting. Republican Representative Jim Jordan tweeted, "This was a sad day for America." Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff called the indictment an affirmation of the rule of law. More than a dozen states have issued air quality warnings. Smoke from wildfires in Canada are making the air thick and unhealthy, mostly in the Northeast.
My throat hurts and it's bad. I mean, it's like having major allergies.
Sore throat. Just hard to breathe. So it's been very taxing on my body.
The Supreme Court with a surprise ruling in favor of black voters in a congressional redistricting case in Alabama. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The Supreme Court has always been clear that racial gerrymandering is prohibited. Partisan gerrymandering, however, receives more protection. In this case, Alabama clearly divided its districts along racial lines. The Supreme Court has been diluting some provisions of the Voting Rights Act. Alabama hoped that the court would essentially do away with these anti-gerrymandering protections altogether.
The prime suspect in the 2005 disappearance of Natalie Holloway's back in the U.S., Joran van der Sloot, will face charges of extortion and wire fraud. Here's CBS's Janet Shamlian.
As part of an FBI sting, he accepted $25,000, and that is where these charges come from. He's never been charged with her death. However, he was arrested twice in Aruba. He was the last person to see her in 2005 after her high school graduation trip to that island.
McDonald's fans are getting their hair cut and styled to resemble the famous golden arches. The McDonald's bang look is trending now. TikTokers are showing off their M-shaped fringe and giving tips on how you can get it too.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it.
Nope, not really. This is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
At Lakeland Care, we build better lives. As a nonprofit organization offering care management in northeastern Wisconsin, our staff lives and works in the areas we serve. Through customized plans designed to help eligible elders and adults with disabilities live independently, we offer a unique, people-centered approach to family care. That's because we know how important it is to remain connected to your family, friends, and community. Learn more about our long-term care options by contacting your county Aging and Disability Resource Center.
Get ready to dominate the Brookfield like never before. Get to Soccer World in Brookfield. They have a great selection of shoes, apparel, and accessories to help kick your game into high gear. Soccer World's team of soccer experts have over 38 years of experience in the retail and soccer market. From cleats to shin guards, jerseys to coaching equipment, they'll help you stay ahead of the game. Plus, look to Soccer World for all your team business needs. Soccer World, 12615 West North Avenue in Brookfield, or online at soccerworldofbrookfield.net. It's time you checked out Champions Pub on Milwaukee's East Side, a classic Milwaukee tavern since 1956. Champions is a comfortable place to gather and enjoy a drink over a game of shuffleboard, cribbage, bags, golden tea, or just relax in its sunny beer garden or covered deck. Champions Pub has something for everyone. It's a great place to escape the usual bar crowds and hide out for drinks and conversation. Stop by Champions Pub and enjoy its good service and low-key neighborhood atmosphere.
The summer heat can really get to you. Hot, sticky, you feel like you're melting. But Wauwatosa, coming in July, it'll be easy to cool off at Joy Ice Cream Social. This family-run, family-friendly business is more than just ice cream. It's a cool community hangout spot for friends and family. Let's talk about the ice cream. 16 delicious rotating flavors direct from the chocolate shop in Madison. The perfect way to stay sweet and cool this summer. Opening in July, Joy Ice Cream Social. Scoop, snack, shop. 8334 West North Avenue. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727, or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.